Two decorative parking meters could soon be installed in Coburg after three high school students recommended these meters serve to raise funds for local charities. Molly Spywack, Roy Vanderheiden, and Avery McPherson of the Kindness Collective Fund presented to Coburg Council Wednesday, suggesting a coin meter be situated near Victoria Hall while a digital meter be placed by the waterfront. The digital meter would be equipped with a QR code to allow pedestrians to donate directly to a designated charity. Vanderheiden says Coburg Charities would benefit greatly from this program.
Our idea is to repurpose two parking meters and place one down at the waterfront and one at a singular spot. The revenue from these meters would not go towards parking fees, but would go towards a selected charity. All proceeds would go directly to the charity or non-for-profit, and we could rotate quarterly throughout charities or non-for-profits. They would be local Coburg organizations, and all proceeds would be donated through the town.
To encourage enthusiasm, local artists would compete for the design of the meters, which would be in accordance with Coburg colors and themes. The students proposed a one-year pilot project selecting one charity to benefit from the proceeds, yet if the program is a success, the charities would rotate quarterly. The charities would be awarded based on town officials' recommendations. Kindness Collective is hoping to raise $10,000 a year through this program. Coburg collects approximately $1,400 a year per parking meter. A similar program has been launched in Delta, British Columbia. Councillor Adam Biro says he is in favor of this as it may help those in need.
I really like this idea. I think this is a great way to give back to the community and people in need, as well as I think this is actually going to make people want to pay for parking, which I think is amazing. So congratulations and thank you for bringing this.
Coburg Council unanimously passed a motion to direct town officials to study this matter further before a final decision. A timeline was not established. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.